They'll be at the Voyager tonight. Doors are at 7:30. It is Randy and Jim Leahy, the Trailer Park Boys, on the line this hour. Guys, I know you've been up here a couple times now. Like, do you like it in North Bay? What's the appeal here?
I don't know. I can't remember anything about it. I like the Shad Flies. I love the Shad Flies.
Mr. Leahy, we know you are the liquor. So what's your secret? How do you mix the perfect drink?
My secret is as long as it's a double. And you know the only difference between me and Julian? A couple of drinks.
And how many drinks would you say is the perfect amount then?
I think you should just go until you reach your line. Everybody knows when you're going to go over your limit. There's a perfect place that you can just hangle and just wriggle and you can still get it up. And Mr. Lee says you got to drink with the grain of the liquor in order to make it smooth.
Randy, you got to level with us, my man. How many shirts do you actually own?
I don't own any shirts. Shirts give me a rash every once in a while. If we have to go to court or something, Mr. Lee might loan me a suit jacket or something.
Well, we know you don't like shirts, but you do like cheeseburgers. How many of those greasy little burgers would you say that you eat in an average day?
Well, let me think about that. So there's 365 days in a year, and there's probably a drive through every kilometer.
Randy, eat three a day. Don't prevaricate.
No, because some days I eat four, and sometimes I eat two, and sometimes I eat three.
The answer is three a day.
So 365
times three is over 1,000 a year, Randy.
Yeah, okay, I eat three a day.
And if you add on the soft drink, that's at least $5.
Aside from coming to North Bay, guys, I know you do a whole lot of traveling. You're heading to Europe later this year. You'll be going over to Australia as well. How often do you guys pick up groupies?
Randy has a groupie in every port.
I do not.
You do, Zellery, as you know you do.
We don't go to Port Town.
Guys, we had a couple of listener questions here. B-Man, Mr. Leahy, wanted to know if there's a chance that you'll ever get back with Barb.
Barb and I have a very tempestuous relationship.
Frig off, Barb!
Barb, if you're listening, don't listen to Randy. He doesn't like your mashed potatoes.
Jim, I know you and Randy Bobandy have a pretty close relationship there. Do you have any other pet names for Randy?
I like to call him Aristotle.
No, you call me Randingo.
Randingo, Randiburg, Randy Man. Yeah, Randy's the randiest assistant trailer park publicizer that ever walked the face of the earth. Hey, did you know that I was just named Trailer Park Group Supervisor of the Year last month again? And Randy is the runner-up assistant trailer park supervisor 3 years in a row.
Guys, I just wanted to get your thoughts real quick. What do you think about the pot legalization in Canada? What side of the argument are you on here?
There's two basic types of marijuana users. One who just does it for recreational purposes, and another one who just likes to get baked.
Well, and then there's people that do it for their health.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Marijuana is the oldest medicine in the history of the human race.
While we're on the topic, guys, we got another listener question here. Lucas wanted to know what it was like working with Snoop Dogg and Tom Arnold.
Tom Arnold was an asshole. He just came up and smacked me in my belly, and he was a jerk to me.
Tom Arnold's still Lucy.
Snoop Dogg, he was cool, wasn't he, Mr. Lee?
Snoop Dogg taught Randy and me how to rap, and we're going to rap tonight.
Okay, can you throw down a lick or two on the show this afternoon?
Okay,
let's hear
Randy.
A few rhymes.
All right.
Boom, 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 boom. We're going to North Bay, Lander, Miranda.
North Bay! North Bay! North Bay!
That's our best rap we ever did, Fox.
Guys, you're just out there, you're living life, you seem like you're having a ton of fun. What is some advice, or, you know, the best advice that you guys can give?
I think that everything comes to he who waits as long as she works like hell while she's waiting.
Yeah, and only stop at every second drive through, because if you stop at every one, you won't get to where you're going.
Yeah, that's true.
Jim, you've been able to work with all these musicians and actors and everything, but right now it's a tough time for everyone here in Canada. Gord Downie, how was it working with Gord, and what are your thoughts there?
As far as Gord Downie is concerned, I'm praying for a miracle, my friend.
Randy and Mr. Leahy, you guys are at the Voyager tonight. What are we in for? Prepare us mentally for this. That And is there a dress code?
It's silliness. Wear something silly.
Oh, you don't have to wear a shirt. You know, at least in Ontario, even girls don't have to wear shirts. So you can come shirtless if you want.
Randy and Mr. Leahy, Voyager tonight. Doors open at 7:30. Guys, we'll catch you tonight. Thanks a lot for doing this.
I'll buy you a drinky poo. Thanks, Mr. Rock.